Colombia imposed one of the tightest coronavirus lockdowns in Latin America. About 3,500 people have died from the virus there, which is significantly fewer than some of the countries that border it. But its economy took a hit, so Colombia is trying to juice it with some tax-free shopping days, which some people worry could be super spreader events. Here's John Otis.
Sales tax in Colombia is a whopping 19%. So it was a big deal when the government designated 3 days this summer as tax holidays. The idea is to convince Colombians who had largely been confined to their homes for the past 3 months to venture out and open up their wallets. On Friday, June 19th, they did. In this video posted on YouTube, shoppers push their way into a big box store in Bogota called Al Costo. The Black Friday-like frenzy was repeated all over the country. Retail sales jumped fivefold, prompting President Iván Duque to declare the event a roaring success. The results have been very good for the economy, Duque said in a televised speech, but health officials were horrified. The crowds were so large that social distancing went out the window, and officials had to close down 86 stores. Bogota city official Luis Gomez went into the Al Costo store and personally ordered customers to leave. People need to understand that it's not worth risking their lives for a discount, he said. Due in part to its strict lockdown, Colombia has registered far fewer COVID-19 cases than neighboring Brazil, Peru, and Ecuador. Still, the virus is surging in Latin America, and Colombian officials say it's no time to slack off. Indeed, last month's spree came just as Colombia registered its highest daily rate of new infections and deaths.
Hoy fue el viernes del COVID, más que el día sin IVA.
Bogota Mayor Claudia López denounced the spending free-for-all as COVID Friday. She said the tax holidays should be for online shopping only. Meanwhile, the Bogota Al Costo store that was closed down has reopened. At the entrance, loudspeakers broadcast messages urging customers to wear masks and maintain social distance. With prices back to normal, there's only a trickle of customers, including lawyer Guillermo García. He says it makes no sense for the government to first promote extreme caution, then prod people into crowded shopping malls. He adds, I think all the sacrifices we made over the past 3 months will be lost. Since June 19th, COVID cases have spiked, but the government hasn't called off tomorrow's tax holiday or the third scheduled for later in the month. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.